Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're great?
Great.
Wow.
Never better.
Wow, for a podcast?
I can't believe we're here in this time of our lives talking to people that we've never met before that are in Germany and talking about things we love like crappy movies.
I love movies. Oh man, do I gush over a fucking movie that is not so great in this one.
Really?
Oh baby.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Are we leading off with that?
If you want.
All right.
I mean, I feel like I've been starting us off on a lot of high watermarks here. I mean, if you want to take the lead, I can jump in and I can save us. How's your first one?
My first one's awful.
Okay, let's start with you.
All right, then. Let's talk about an awful movie.
Yep.
It has two titles.
Okay.
I watched this on Amazon, I do believe. On Amazon, it's called Phoenix, the Warrior.
Okay.
But what is it really known as? She-Wolves of the Wasteland.
Okay.
I watched it in October for some stupid reason. IMDb minutes, 1 hour 29 minutes, action sci-fi, directed by Robert Hayes. The Robert Hayes.
The.
That's right. Starring Persis Cambada, Kathleen Kinmont, and Peggy McTaggart.
Mm.
Women. That's the point of this movie.
Sure.
Women. It's Mad Max, but with women.
Right.
Here's your description. I swear to God, this description. Big hair, big guns, big personalities, and a serious lack of wardrobe. She-Wolves of the Wasteland, a post-apocalyptic story that features women. Lots and lots of women who leave little to the imagination as they battle each other in various junkyards and gravel pits to determine the fate of the entire world.
So it's like, I really like Mad Max. I really like Russ Meyer.
Yep.
And here we go.
Yep. I thought this would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it'd be so bad. And what's really a shame here is I feel like the women really tried hard. It is mostly women. There's a few men in the cast, almost all women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like schlocky. And it's like, they tried so hard. They thought they were getting somewhere with this, but they're not.
Is there a lot of nudity in this film at least?
No.
No, fuck.
No, so you would think there is.
I would hope there is.
You would hope there is.
Yeah.
This is 88. This is your soft core, right?
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, a titty can save a lot of movie.
A titty can save at least like 5 minutes of my attention span, right?
Yeah, I think
one
that's
titty
fair.
For like a, you know,
one titty, 5 minutes for one titty. I think that's fair.
5 minutes for one titty. I think that is fair.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Okay.
My bullet points doesn't hold up well at all. It is fun and dumb. It is not softcore porn. It is edgy for its time, and the actresses play the role seriously. That's nice.
That's nice. They tried.
It's not their fault. It's awful.
The participation trophy goes to them.
Yeah, this movie is a walking participation trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not great.
That's a shame.
It has like tiny little bits that are good, but mm-hmm. Come on, people, don't watch this. All right, IMDb 3.8. God, that's generous. IMDb, man. 3.8. Like, I want to go there and look at 3.8s and be like, what else is a 3.8?
Yeah.
Nobody at Rotten Tomatoes bothered either way.
Yep.
I gave it a 2.5.
Oh, boy.
I gave it a 2.5 because I felt the women tried so damn hard.
So the women got the 2.5 basically on their own.
Yes, the women got a 2.5. Without the women, this is...
a negative one or so?
God, I hope so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want me to make you feel better?
Please do.
Sure.
Please do that.
1995.
I remember 1995.
Yep, when you were furiously masturbating.
I was getting into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about.
Well, nothing would make you harder than Billy Zane in Tales from the Crypt.
Oh!
Demon
Knight. Oh! I love this movie!
I also love this movie. I watched this movie in October of 2019. It is 1 hour and 32 minutes. It is an unabashed horror film.
You know, this is one of those movies I'm like, who's going to get it first?
Yeah.
Who's going to watch it first?
Oh my God, this movie is so good. It is directed by Ernest Dickerson, who was fucking Spike Lee's director of photography in a lot of Spike Lee's early work, like
nice.
Do the Right Thing. And it's got William Sadler, one of my favorite character actors of all time. We talked about him on the Bogus Journey episode.
Yeah.
Billy Zane, who I just mentioned. We fucking love Billy Zane.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He reaches out to us on the Twitter sometimes. He is the man. And Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, before she was... Will Smith's wife, in an early performance from her. This movie
And Lowell from Wings.
Yes. Fucking...
Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church, who's such a good dickhead in this movie.
He's the ultimate dickhead.
Yeah, he's so good in this movie. A man guarding an ancient key from a mid-level demon holes up in a motel in New Mexico. Insanity and demonic nonsense ensues. So you can tell I wrote that
yeah,
summary.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, the storyline, I remember when I saw this one as a kid, I thought the storyline was so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dude just can't stop running away from these demons. Like, that's his shtick, is he's just stuck running from demons. Yeah. Such a cool concept. I thought the effects were great. I thought the demon design was really awesome. Fucking Todd Masters kills it with the special effects in this movie. Ernest Dickerson does a great job of shooting all of this fucking crazy bullshit that's happening. There's so many effects in this movie. Fucking Billy Zane spits a sponge out of his mouth in this movie.
He does.
There's so much weird shit going on in this film. I think it really does a nice job of balancing the humor and the horror together in a very Tales from the Crypt-y kind of way. I dig this movie. The set design's great. The motel is great.
I love this movie too.
It's so fucking cool. Fucking Dick Miller's great in this movie. Everybody who's in this movie fucking just does an awesome job.
Even the soundtrack's pretty awesome.
The soundtrack's fun. The lighting, the look, everything's just so interesting and so over the top. I love it. Even the tie together framing story with fucking John Larroquette and the Crypt Keeper going to Hollywood and all that stuff is fucking awesome. It is a really cool movie. Yeah.
Larroquette.
Yeah. Yep. It's an awesome movie. IMDb gives this a 6.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, I got some fucking umbrage with on this one.
Boy.
32 critics. You want to guess?
43.
38. Mm. Yeah, no, not great. Audience, 23,212 people gave it a much more redeeming 64%.
Okay.
But they ain't even close to how this movie should be rated.
Okay.
I'm giving this a full-on, no fucking doubt, 8.5 sure. out of 10. This movie fucking rules.
I think I was afraid to watch this again because I felt like I would have rated it exactly how you did.
Yeah, no, this movie fucking rules. It's so,
so
good.
Billy Zane, so over the top. His delivery lines, like he's meant to be over the top.
Oh, once. Man, when he starts doing like the southern accent and starts making fun of everybody,
oh,
it's so good.
Oh, everything about this movie. I love this movie. Please watch this movie. It was funny when, because we communicate through our texts and our emails sometimes about what's coming up. You just put Tales from the Crypt. I'm like, oh, is it Bordello of Blood?
Jeez. I also love Bordello of Blood.
But not as much as this.
No, not even close.
Not even close. Nope. Another park altogether, right?
Yep.
I was like, God, I hope it's Demon Knight. And then I'm like, God, I want to watch Demon Knight. But not if he's watching Demon Knight.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just watch Demon Knight. It's so good.
You're pretty much right.
Fucking Billy Zane.
I want more Demon Knight. I want a sequel.
I would love a sequel. Could you imagine if it's like Jada Pinkett Smith now?
Right, like she's been running.
Yeah, running from the deep.
Oh, I love
man.
It. Oh. Get on it, people. Please, Hollywood.
Oh, my
Hollywood.
God. Give me some fucking money. Please, I will do this movie in a fucking heartbeat.
Well, there you go, people. Rate, review, and give Max money.
Please give me money. I'll get Ernest Dickerson to come back. He'll do the lighting for it. He'll probably just kick me out and be like, get the fuck out of the way, kid. I wouldn't care. But
no,
whatever, Mr. Dickerson, you're the man.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, moving on from a movie I love to a movie that's... No, I love this movie's good too.
Mm.
But it is another foreign movie. I'm sorry. I went on a kick, but it's not Japanese.
You suffer the most with these, really.
I know I do. Everybody tells me I get the most A for
Well, I guess the ones who suffer the most are really the people whose names you're butchering. But you suffer the second most when you watch these, really.
Well, it's not Japanese names this time.
Okay. So what country are you going to offend this time?
I'm going to offend France.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oui.
This movie is called 22 Bullets. Oh, again, numbers and a name.
Yep, your favorite.
How many bullets were there?
I think you shot 22.
22 Bullets, also known as Le Mortel.
Oh, that's... Now I know. Now I know.
Yep, from 2010.
I watched so many mileage, like so much mileage out of that shite joke.
You know what? I never get tired of it. I watched this in October. It is IMDb Minutes, 1 hour, 57 minutes, action crime drama, directed by Richard Barry, starring Jean Reno, Cad Murray, Jean-Pierre Darson. A retired mobster goes on a revenge spree after being left for dead with 22 bullets in his body by his former childhood friends.
Another familiar sounding plot outside of a very specific amount of bullets.
It is. So what would make me watch a movie that just sounds like every other piece of shit I've ever watched? It's Jean Reno.
Well, yeah, The Professional.
It's The Professional.
Yeah.
It's an aged professional in a bullet shooty movie. I love The Professional. The Professional's probably a top 10 movie for me.
How good is Gary Oldman in that movie?
Gary That is my favorite Gary Oldman performance.
That's up there for me with True Romance, because I think True Romance is my favorite Gary Oldman performance.
Maybe.
Drexel and True Romance. But in The Professional, fucking bingo. I say that all the time and no one ever gets it.
That movie is so incredibly good.
It is.
But we're not talking about that.
No, that movie is fucking great, though.
So good. Please watch that before you watch 22 Bullets, because you'll get it then.
Yeah.
Jean Reno shooting people is one of my favorite things, is my first bullet point.
Yep.
This is a French movie with subtitles, so if you're not awake enough to read, please wait.
Yeah, or just fucking read the goddamn words and quit bitching.
I agree. I have a bad habit of starting foreign films where I'm like, oh wait, I gotta read. Okay,
I'm gonna date this a little bit, but we now have a fucking foreign best picture for the first time. Like, a subtitled movie is our best picture of the year. Fucking read words.
Yep. I have no problem reading words. I have really shitty vision, though. Yeah. So that's my problem.
That's okay. You still read the words.
I did.
You can do it, anybody can do it.
This movie is a lot of fun. I don't think it's going to be for everybody, especially with the subtitles and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this movie a bunch. It is unabashedly just him shooting people and getting his revenge. It's the scene where he gets shot, I didn't think he was going to survive. Mm. They really made it look like he got shot 22 times, and I'm like, how are you going to live through that? And he
being a badass.
Yeah, being the most badass motherfucker ever.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he taught Sammy J how to be a badass motherfucker.
I think it's fair.
This movie is a lot of fun. It's, like I said, not for everybody, but it is a mobster movie that is kind of a different twist, because it's in France. It's a different style of mobster, just kind of like how Paul Bettany in England was a different type of mobster.
Mm.
Everything feels a little different. It's not this Americanized Joe Pesci ice pick to the back of the head bullshit, even though I love that bullshit too.
Well, yeah, it's great.
IMDb gave it the coveted 6.7.
Our favorite.
Yeah, I can't avoid it.
I mean, we just had it on Demon Night too.
We sure did. Rotten Tomatoes. I wonder how many 6.7s there are.
We need t-shirts that says 6.7
out of 10. 6.7 out of 10.
That's the new t-shirt.
I mean, I'll make it. If you people want it, I'll make it. There's a bunch of t-shirts, by the way, on Teespring. Go check
them out. Yeah, there are. Buy a fucking t-shirt, goddammit.
I'm wearing a Laser Toad shirt.
You are. That's a sweet shirt.
I've never explained Laser Toad, and I'm not going to start now.
Nope. Fuck it.
Rotten Tomato Critical. 12 critics, 42%. Audience, 2,400 odd people, 55%. I think they're wrong. It's a 7.0.
Okay.
This movie is, we're going to have Jean Reno just shoot everybody and get his revenge, and he's kind of beat up because he got shot 22 times, and he's still going to fucking do it.
He's great.
It's as advertised. I can't fault that.
Good enough.
Yep.
So let me take you to the year 2018.
Oh, wow. Just there?
No.
Oh.
No, that was multiple years ago now.
Was it?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Whatever day this came out is the answer.
It's always a Monday.
Or whatever day they're listening to it.
Oh, wow.
So who knows?
Oh, my God.
Welcome, people of the future.
Time is fleeting.
I watched Nightmare Cinema.
Mm.
Watched it in October 2019. It is 1 hour and 59 minutes. It is an anthology horror movie.
Oh.
Who'd thunk it?
Hey.
It is directed by a lot of different directors. Every segment had a different director. Joe Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Director of such little movies that you may not have heard of, like Gremlins.
Mm.
You know, it's a pretty good one.
And Joe Dirt.
That's Joe Dirte. But yeah, Joe Dante, absolute legend. Mick Garris, who you might remember from television's The Stand.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah. Ryui Kitamura, I'm pretty sure I'm kind of close on that one.
Sounds good.
Who did Midnight Meat Train.
Okay.
David Slade, who did Hard Candy. 30 Days of Night.
Ooh, 30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
I like that.
Love David Slade.
And starring Joe Dirt.
Alejandro Borges? I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's Cuban. He did Blonde of the Dead, which is a really cool movie. It's got a bunch of unknowns in there. Mickey Rourke's in there. He also executive produced on this movie.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but he did that.
It's a thing you do.
Yeah, sure. Summary of this. The Thing in the Woods. This is probably my favorite. It's the first one of the anthology. It's probably my favorite. So it looks like a slasher movie where this dude is murdering people with a hammer. I think it's a hammer. And you're like, oh, okay, it's a slasher movie. And then you find out that he's not actually murdering these people. They're actually people who have had like an insect alien bore into their head. And they're all mind controlled. And he's trying to survive all these weird insect creatures. So it's a cool spin on a slasher movie.
Wild idea.
Yeah, pretty neat. Mirari, which is Joe Dante's segment about a woman who is seeking to get plastic surgery, and scary plastic surgery things happen. It's not the most inspired thing I've ever seen Joe Dante do, but certainly a segment in this film. Mashit is Kitamura's segment, and it's about Catholic schoolgirls who become possessed by a sex-crazed demon.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one before.
This Way to Egress, which is David Slade's segment, it's about a woman waiting in a doctor's office, and weird shit happens.
Yeah, David Spade. Joe Dirt.
And then the last one, Mick Garris is Dead, is about a piano prodigy who dies, comes, you know, is brought back to life, and then is under attack from both supernatural and natural forces. Pretty cool.
Huh, interesting.
Thing in the Woods is great, is my thoughts on this. Egress and Mashit are just more like weird concept pieces than they are actual, like, story pieces to me. Mirari's pretty flat, especially from Joe Dante, whose work is fucking phenomenal most of the time. Dead is cool, but it falls a bit flat. I like that concept the best, but I feel like that was definitely the least fleshed out of all the concepts.
Hmm.
The wraparound story is fucking abysmal. It's Mickey Rourke stomping around an abandoned movie theater, hence the Nightmare Cinema thing. Yeah. And you don't know exactly what he's trying to do, and like people show up, and it's just like looks angrily at them like Mickey Rourke does. I don't understand it. He executive produced this movie, so he's probably like, if you let me stomp around and shit, I'll give you some money. Sure. Whatever. IMDb gave this a 5.4 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 77%. 44 critics who said that. Audience, 148 people gave it 46%. I was kinder to this film because I thought some of the concepts were pretty neat and some of the ideas were pretty cool. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
So, worth a watch. I don't think you're probably going to like more than about 60% of the movie, but that's why I gave it a 6 out of 10, because I think you're going to like about 60% of what's going on.
Ah, here. That's the best part of anthology movies.
Yep, so there you go.
Well, get on watching them their movie there thing there.
Yep.